This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Had some happy news. Somebody in your family's bought you a gift.
Yes.
That's happy news. Getting a gift.
Is it? Now, Dean, because you're a lovely, wonderful friend, you came to my comedy show.
I have seen you in. Yep.
And I do a bit about. I do not like receiving presents.
This is true.
I get real anxious, that whole ceremony, everyone gathers around and they watch you unwrap it and you have to be like, oh, you shouldn't have.
Oh, I hate that.
And smile even though you don't like it. And I give the example how once my mum gave me a framed photograph of myself. And I'm like, oh, you shouldn't have. That's what mirrors are for.
Was it just your face or was it the whole...
Yeah, it was just my face in this weird frame. And I've gone, what is this? It's just bizarre.
Something you might put on a coffin.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Or it's at my friend's house on her bookshelf with a candle on it. And I just said, never stop believing. So it's funny. But, so Mum has just messaged me a picture of something she has bought me.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks, Mum.
And I don't like, and I've just gone, oh, okay. And it is...
What is it?
A vest.
Oh, and like a knitted vest?
Like, that's what I thought when she actually rang me and she goes, I've got you a vest. I first of all have gone, oh, no presents, please. No, it's like a little waistcoaty vest.
Oh, did she think you're Annie Hall or something?
I don't know. Goodness. Or like a cowboy or a...
That's very
80s. A three-piece suit. And she's just said...
Well, just the one vest.
Well, no, she bought one for herself and goes, I'll get one for you too. Because... I'm always wearing vests, Dean, and it's lined, which is good because I like my dress coat
lined
waistcoaty thing.
You could go like on a mother daughter date. You could go out shopping together and you're matching vests. Twinsies.
I hate going shopping because she'll go, oh, do you like this? And I've gone, oh, no, I don't. She's like, oh, you don't like anything I like. I'm rejecting the dress, not you. Please don't go into that. And then, no, not poor mum because she doesn't learn. I say, no, thank you. Because everyone gets annoyed at me because they go, what do you want for Christmas? What do you want for your birthday? I say, nothing, please. A drama-free day. Oh, I can't impress you with presents. I don't want a present.
Just drama-free day.
Oh, you always say that. Yeah, but you keep getting me presents. So I don't know. She texts me the vest. It's nothing that I would ever imagine wearing. And she's like, I'm sure you'll love it. Let me know if you've liked it. If you like it. Well, you've already bought it for me. And I haven't responded. I don't know how. I messaged my brother and my sister. They just laughed and said, why would she do that?
Because you take it back to the store and, like, exchange it. And there was something you do like.
It's from a place called Planet Fab.
Yeah, oh, I don't know about that. Now, poor Jax, you got a gift.
It's speaking of 18 degrees, it's perfect weather for vests.
For vests, exactly. I had a lined vest.
If only I had a lined, dressy vest. Mm-hmm. My mother has bought me one and herself one. And I would never wear it. I don't know how to respond to the text. She's like, let me know if you don't like it. But I know if I say thank you very much in my most politest adult voice, but I do not like this, without saying why the F would I ever like this. This is the most craziest thing I would never, ever wear, you not listening person who I came out of. She'd be like, oh, I can't please you, can I? I can't please you.
Exactly. Look, my mother once, my birthday, my mum lives in Perth. We've discussed this before. She's an avid Fremantle Dockers supporter.
Is she?
So what's the best gift for her gay son who lives on the East Coast who's never seen a game of football in his life?
Oh.
A purple scarf.
Oh, gosh.
With the word Fremantle Dockers on it.
Just get you a docker.
Oh, exactly. I said I wanted a docker, not a scarf.
Where's the man to
fill it? Give me something I can use. Now, joining us, just duck their head in, is Judy Kelly from the newsroom. Hey, Judy, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks, Dean. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, do you have a story to share? Now, you're in a safe space.
Very safe space.
Yes, my mum sends crap gifts too. Last year, she sent me a black sheep T-shirt.
And oh, there's a message.
Did your mum live in Australia? Or?
No, she's in Ireland.
So she's paid postage for this?
Oh, yeah.
That bitch.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
I never.
A black sheep T-shirt? What's she trying to say, do you think?
Well, yeah, I don't know. We haven't talked about it, but I think I know what she's trying to tell me.
Yeah, like encouraging or disparaging?
No, I think it's, accepting, understanding.
Yeah.
Let's go with that. Let's go with that. Sleeve. Thanks, Judy.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.